Monday night, Rabbi Wolfson.
Good evening. Let me give you a scenario. There's no one around. In the middle of Prestwich, in the outer edges of Prestwich, and you see a car drives past another car that you know. You both know the people involved in the car, and the car it scrapes across and damages the first car. Right, car's parked. Car two comes and gives it a little knock, and the driver makes a runner. What's the halacha? Am I allowed to go and to tell? Do I tell anyone? Can I tell the owner? Both Jewish. I know Reuben and Lady Shimon doesn't come into this. My name is Shimon. Both Yiddish cars. That's. Am I allowed to go? And what do I do? What's halacha? What do I do? It's involving the halachas of Lashon Hara. Do I tell anyone about it? Do I not tell anyone about it? I'll give you another scenario that happened to me.
Sorry, what was the case?
There's no one else around. Two cars, Yiddish people, Reuben and Levi. Levi's car is parked here. Reuben scrapes across Levi's car with his car, and Reuben hits and runs, does a runner. What do I do? Scenario number two. It's happened to me. I mean, I was many, many years ago. I was looking outside my window and I saw a guy who I knew on Shabbos. It was like a place that was deserted and he was having a cigarette on Shabbos. What do I do? I tell him about it, not tell him about it. What's that? And I think just to spice things up a bit.
What's the Shabbos here?
It's all about Lashon Hara.
I'm telling him not to tell him Shabbos, it's Lashon Hara.
We'll get there. We'll get there. What do you do if you meet? You see some guy outside the window smoking. What do you do? I don't know that well. Right? Shaila number three, just to spice things up a little bit. I hope I asked for my brother for Mechila. But in London, I played a game with my brother. I said, I'll ride a bike. We were very young, we were little kids. I'll ride a bike, you go on your rollerblades, and hold on to the string attached to my bike, and we zoomed down Bishop's Avenue, which is a very steep, long road, on the road. And I said, don't worry, if you get scared, just let go. And then afterwards, we got reports that someone saw us and told my parents, and I was so upset. How dare they tell my parents? Is that what it is? Correct? Not correct? The way to answer all these questions is one acronym that I made up about 20 years ago, and I'm really excited to share it today. And I hope that it will give you as much structure in the lochas of Lashon Hara when you're allowed to say things, because a lot of these things are very fuzzy. Oh yes, the toeles. Oh, it could be. There are seven conditions. The Chofetz Chaim says that if you fit all these conditions, you can talk about someone, and if you don't, you can't. And Rav Shraga Kallis once said that a lot of times things are better mutter. And sometimes they bust up a cholov. It's mutter, and sometimes it can be asr. Right? Now that's how a lot of Torah is framed. But in Lashon Hara, it's asr to speak about someone, and sometimes it can be mutter. Right? And so these seven conditions are going to be your pesach, your key to unlock when is it. And the word you have to remember is waffle. So waffle on, waffle. W-A-F-F-L-E.
That's six.
Six, good. We'll get to number seven, because number seven doesn't fit into the waffle, you see. we'll go back to these scenarios, and we'll try to ask them what's the halacha. What is, go give a guess. They're not, it's, some of them are quite interesting. So W, what's W stand for? What do you think W could possibly stand for? Okay, I'll start it off. W stands for
Windows.
Almost wrong.
Wrong.
W-R-O-N-G. Wrong. Remember, I made this up. Wrong. In other words, before you start going saying anything to anyone else, you have to know with an absolute certainty that it's definitely wrong. Chofetz Chaim says that You've got to be really careful. Like Alpi Torah is what he did against Halacha. Is it absolutely wrong, or is it just it doesn't feel right? It doesn't seem right. Yeah, that's the first thing. So you've got to know that he's wrong. A. Go on, give me a guess. Apples. No, not apples. Approach. You have to first approach him first. If you see someone doing something wrong.
Doesn't
it apply? It could apply, yeah. But it's approach, right? So you've got to approach him. That maybe you could talk to him and it wouldn't need to come on to speaking about him. I could, let's say the guy's smoking. Maybe I have a chat with him, right? And that would be under the context of.
Where did you put the cow? The calves? He's run away. It's an honor. Where are you approaching?
I know him. I can go to Mage.
You know who it is,
right?
You go up to approach him when you see him next, and.
Were you driving in Preston that day?
Approach him rather than tell him.
You approach him rather than speak about him to someone else. Uh-huh. Remember, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get to a position where only it's going to be it's like the last resort, really, that we're going to speak about him. But really, we'll just try. So far, we know he's definitely wrong. If it's not definitely wrong, there's no hesitance to speak about him. There's no hesitance to do anything, because Be'etzim, he hasn't done anything wrong. If you haven't approached him, well, do you know what? You've got to speak to him first. We'll get there in a second. About more of that. F, number three, is first hand. If you say that someone, you kind of hear about, oh yeah, I heard that someone like smashed into a car, no, it doesn't help. I know you want to save the world, but you can't. It's not your job. It's not your chef to save the world here. You didn't see it. You didn't know about it. What you can do, I think it's brought down a bit by Michael, is that if you didn't know firsthand, there's always a subcategory called being choshish, which means that if you tuck a worried about someone, and you say, but I don't really know if he did it, and you really have a genuine concern, you might say, and it could be that we have another session to discuss the intricacies of this, and this is, please forgive me if I made a mistake, but I think this is right, that you might be able to say, I'm not sure 100%, I might have heard a thing, you might want to investigate this more. And that's that. So we're not, so the subject of this year is, when are you allowed to actually say it? We're not saying, maybe not, no, this is black and white, okay? W is wrong. A is approach. F is first hand. Second F. You won't get this one. For the good. Letoeles. In other words, if I don't like the guy, I want to get him a shtach. He's been driving me mad all the whole time, and now I see him crash into someone's car. Oh, I get it for good now. Even if so, and I'm the only one that sees it, if I have not got kavana for toeles. A toeles means it's going to be for the good of the world. It'll be not for my good, it's just I'm trying to make something right. I've got no agenda here. I'm not trying to shtech him, right? That's what toeles means. And that's very hard, because if you don't really like someone, or someone annoys you, you've got to really be very careful. Is this genuinely, I'm doing it only because I care? And that's really hard. You've got to really care. That's why, you know, a lot of times when it comes to a question or shiluch question, all these things, we're not discussing that particular shiluch and stuff now, but a lot of the time I know people say, if they get a call, what do you think of so and so, they say, you know what, give me 5 minutes, I'll call you back. And they might go and ask a shayla about, I want to say X, Y, and Z. It has to be done b'seichel, right? So W is wrong, A is approach, F is first hand, second F is for the good, so it is. L is last resort. Last resort means that it also fits in with approaching. Like, you're kind of listening to two separate things. Is that it's the last one, meaning I've got mitzvah. That's approach. That's the approach part, I think. That which is that if you can, you should go up to him and you should say, listen. Shabbos today, or I saw you by the car, whatever the case is, right? And that is a mitzvah mitzvah of rebuking your fellow man, again, in a nice, soft way. There is the here Chavetz Chaim, and also Be'alacha, also says that if someone is not going to be rebukable, that you see by who they are, like, it's just not going to happen. then actually you should dafka not go and rebuke him. Do you know why? Because it will lead out, it will do more harm than good. It's not just they won't just...
Yeah.
Definitely
should be mishogim than be mazir. If he doesn't know, for the sake of...
But it's going to be, he says even stronger than that. Yeah, he says even stronger. He says that if you're going to, is there, what are you trying to do? You're trying to help, yeah? That's what you're trying to do. Let's say the guy's smoking, right, let's say, right? So what?
Sorry.
Yeah.
But how did Nathan on Shabbos the Yom Tov? How did he take the cigar?
I don't know. He was very naughty. He's very, very naughty. He's very naughty. Yeah. So what happens? So if I go out to him, I say Shabbos, we can't smoke, whatever the case is. Now, if he's going to listen to me, or if I say to him in Shabbos that he maybe shouldn't, or whatever the case is, if he's going to listen to me, well then it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a grizzly zach. If he's not going to listen to you, not only if it's better to be shoging, whatever the case is, but actually it's going to create a chil Hashem. Because what's going to happen is, he's going to get frustrated, stop telling him what to do, you go away, and he'll just do more, and he'll just do it, he'll get more lahachis, right?
If you know he will listen.
If you don't what?
If you don't, not sure whether he'll listen to you, there's a problem where he can be a machir.
No, I would say it slightly differently. If you don't know that if he'll listen to you or not, then you've got to weigh up what are the chances of him listening to you or not. If you can tell, meaning our situations, a typical Baruch Hashem, you know, we're in a community now where people want to grow, they want to do mitzvahs. So they'll genuinely listen, right? Shushing someone in shul, brilliant example, right? Now, if someone's talking in shul and you shh, right? So then, on the one hand, if they genuinely want to grow, they slipped up. Well, then they've done the mitzvah d'oraisa. But if they don't care, they're not going to they're going to stop at you from a go away, right? And it's not going to achieve anything. So therefore, we're going through the seven conditions of when you're allowed to speak about someone else. And we've got three stories. Someone's crashed someone's car. Someone's broken Shabbos, and someone is riding down a street in a dangerous way with his younger brother in the street, as you can tell his parents. So, W is wrong. A is approached him. You approached him and you told him, you know what you're doing is wrong, maybe you should stop. F is first hand. You're getting this. Which is, I know it first hand, it's not just a rumour. Second F is for the good. It's la toeles. I've kavana to read. I just want to not shine shtechim. L is last resort. So I tried everything else I can possibly try. Okay, I can't approach him, fine. But you know what? Maybe I can do something. I don't know, right? Be creative. And E is, I don't exaggerate. So to start saying, this guy went out and he just did... No, you've got to be very careful. I actually, just last week, I was calling someone out for some information. And again, this is to Ellis. And he was incredibly short with his sentences. He was asked him a question. And he said very, very... Like, each sentence was about four words, which is beautiful. Because it means it was very clinical. The whole conversation was very clinical because he was very careful. What can he say? He's nervous. It's scary, right? So don't exaggerate. Because you're not trying to win someone over the story. Now, so far we've got six. Waffle is six. The last one is why I've won the car scenario. The last one is doesn't fit into waffle. Last one is you can't make him mechuv, money, can't make him lose more than what he would have lost in Beis Din. Oh, fit that into waffle. He would have lost. So let's take the car scenario. Choshen Mishpat. Reuben crashes into Shimon, into Levi's car and does a runner. Right? Now, really, Reuben owes Levi money. How much money does he owe? In Choshen Mishpat, how much did. From what your knowledge. The value, right? Now, second hand, in Choshen Mishpat, a second hand car, let's call it $5,000, right? Or $3,000. I don't know, usually it's the value of the reparations, I'm not sure how it works, right? But it could be, let's say, that if he would go and he would then report him to the insurance company or he would do something like that, it could be that Reuben would lose a lot more. Maybe there'll be a fine or maybe there'll be, and therefore, let's say the cost, if he goes to Beis Din, they would say, you know what, Reuben, you have to replace the bumper that you scratched. And therefore, it's going to cost you 300 quid, right? But if he goes to the insurance company, or he reports it somehow, right, which is circumvents Beis Din, then in that case, they might charge him £1,000, £2,000, some kind of fine. And that, even if he had waffle, it's wrong, and he approached him, and he didn't listen, and he knew it firsthand, it was definitely for the good, it's totally, and it's the last resort, and he didn't exaggerate, it's still awesome. Because you're Mechayev Reuven more than what he would have been Mechayev Reuven based in. Is that interesting? So let's go through the cases. Case number one is the car case. The car case? So that car case is, you saw him doing it, he ran, he did a runner. The truth is, if he did a runner, you've got to know who he is. Why did he do a runner? Is he someone who is a bit more lahakis? Is he, maybe he needs something, maybe
he didn't realise he damaged the car.
It could be he didn't realise it.
So why did you do my, I remember once when I had a car in my house.
Okay, so that's the idea, right? So you saw him doing it. But generally speaking, I think practically speaking, I don't know how this whole thing works in terms of the insurance side of things, but you've got to ask her off. What's the damage? That's why I brought the car case. What is the damage? What happens? Who do I speak to? Do I speak to someone, his family member? If that's the case, if you know that he's a Torah person, he would go and he would speak to Levi, or that kind of thing, then you're allowed. And it's a mitzvah to go and speak to someone about it. Case number two, see someone smoking on Shabbos. So he's doing it privately. So he's not living in the Lahachis. He's obviously got a tiver for smoking, right? And so, well, first hand, yeah, I saw it. Is it wrong? Yeah, it's definitely wrong to smoke on Shabbos. Did I approach him? In other words, can I be Mesoichach as a B'Tefer? Can I tell him off? I personally didn't feel comfortable doing that. But, because, why? Maybe because I'm just too English. If I was a bit more brave, I would have done it. But maybe I had a mitzvah to do it. And if that's the case, to go and speak to his friend or his Rav or his family member, would it be okay? I'm not the best person to tell him off. Maybe I should go to someone else. They exaggerate, and for the good, and it's the last resort. And the last case of me schlepping my younger brother down the main road, that zikha, and it's a mitzvah of what that person did, even though I was very upset about it at the time. Because why? Because was I definitely doing something wrong? Yeah, I was putting me and my brother in lots of danger. And in terms of approaching, we wouldn't have listened to two, so they wouldn't have been able to do anything for us because they're just a random person. So what do? They go to someone who really cares. It's Mamish Latoilis, and my parents told us off. We never did it again. So therefore, we got the seven conditions of when is Mutter to speak Lashon Hara. This is brought down in Hilchos Lashon Hara. It's also brought down in Rechilas, when you're going to a business deal. So if there's one thing you want to take away from tonight, brilliant, brilliant klal, waffle. Wrong approach for the good, first hand, last resort, exaggerate. This applies the whole way through Lashon Hara and Rechilas, and you can take this and it's a lesson for life.
Nice, 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 nice,